The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Good morning, all. This is Ryan Tuberty with you. It's Friday morning. It's the 11th of December, 2020. We're here till 10 o'clock. Very good to have you with us this morning. It's positively balmy outside. You might as well be in Mallorca or Lanzarote or Marbella. I don't know, wherever it might be a little bit warmer today. That's what it's like in Dublin today. It's actually beautiful. Go for the swim. Get your dry robe out. Don't mind them. Put it on if it keeps you warm. 51551 is the text number. You can email Ryan at RTE.ie. We have so many emails and so many texts that we need to get through. So we're going to kind of venture into that world this morning and say hello to some people and thank people as well. But if I may just take a second to thank everyone for the cards and letters that have come in post toy show. I pass on all the kind words to the team, obviously, as well. But just lovely words about not only that, but the radio show during the year that was, and very nice things that you're saying. And I get them all, and I try to reply to as many as possible. But the main thing is that you know how grateful we are. We really are. You take the time to take out a card or a letter, children particularly, colouring pictures of the show or whatever it might be. And then you buy a stamp and you send it off and you have to make all that effort. I just want to say thank you on behalf of the team and myself. It's really, really thoughtful and greatly appreciated. So thank you very much indeed. And they're all upstairs on the desk. I'm delighted with myself this morning because that lovely single, the vinyl 45 of Do They Know It's Christmas arrived in from Galway as requested. So thank you very much, together with a full vinyl album of an obscure Paul McCartney album that, of course, will be enjoyed by probably Stella and myself, ultimately. But nevertheless, why not? Why not? It's going to be a great weekend. See, this morning in independent.ie, Ireland could see live indoor gigs taking place again as early as the springtime. I think all eyes are on springtime now in terms of softly, softly catchy liberty. This is an innovative COVID-busting air filtration system. The air has already been infiltrated by the virus. It's about the filtration now, isn't it? And TradFest 2021 has been reimagined in the wake of the pandemic. Will now run from the end of this month until next summer. That's quite the fest, kicking off with an RTE show called Ireland in Music on December 29th, which will be beautiful. Hasn't music been quite the saviour for so many things this COVID, in terms of trying to bring us together, and all those artists who certainly came into us and getting involved in things like Ireland and Music? And there have been great events over the few months of things, Shine Your Light and things like that, just reminding us of the importance of it. It's been a salve. So it's great that this news of COVID-safe concerts as early as April in places like St. Patrick's Cathedral. How lovely will that be, thanks to this air filtration system, which is made by an Irish company, by the way, called Noverus. And they use plasma technology. And they say these bespoke units will kill and deactivate not only the virus, but all airborne viruses. So that's good news. Let's keep the dream alive, as they say in Freiheit. And then places like the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre saying, why not give the gift of theatre this Christmas? Because they have box office staff there Monday to Friday, 11 to 4 until the 18th, next Friday. And no booking fee and card sales only, but that's fine. But, you know, it's a hopeful thing. We have to invest in the future by buying vouchers and things for whether it's restaurants, theatres, and keeping the show alive. The Helix Panto, for example, they're doing, what's it called, the sword in the stone. And they said there's not one gag, says Carl Harper, about COVID in the show. Not one quip about masks or social distancing or lockdowns. He says this was a conscious decision so that when you sit down to watch this panto with your family, it is total escapism for 90 minutes, which is what the world needs right now. At Helix Panto, if you want to support, that would be very nice. Libraries in Japan. I missed the library for a ramble round. Of course, you can still click and collect, but it's not quite the same thing. But libraries in Japan are hoping a machine that sterilizes books using ultraviolet light is giving visitors reassurance to take out publications during the pandemic. So these libraries install a machine which takes 30 seconds. It sterilizes a book using a UV light and flutter pages to clear out the dust. So people go to the library, they use a machine, sits next to the front desk, and once they've taken the book out, and then again upon its return, it goes through the machine. Not compulsory, apparently, but still handy old machine to have about the place. And our friends in Children's Books Ireland, with the support of the Arts Council and KPMG and Toyota Ireland, are gifting 8,000 books to children in direct provision in hospitals and homeless services this Christmas. What a great thing to do. And the last delivery has left the warehouse and books are on their way to children all over Ireland. It's a gorgeous gift, an important gift, because that could change the life of a child who gets this book into their hands and goes, ah, this is what I need. This is what I've been waiting for. And it could change the direction of their lives forever and ever. So well done to them. I see Dr. Tony Hulan, the chief medical officer, was saying yesterday, there are now 14 days to Christmas to ensure the safest possible interaction with your family over Christmas. Maybe consider restricting your movements now. 14 days pre the big day. And now is the day to consider doing that. I mentioned the famine documentary that I had been watching, two parts. Lots of you watched it. Lots of you, lots of lovely things to say about that. What I didn't realise was that there is a huge and really rather excellent piece about it all in the RTE history. If you haven't got onto the RTE history world, you should try that. RTE.ie/history. Very easy to find. And their section on the famine is the first in a series that's going to run into the new year, which explores all aspects of the famine. So it'll be a fascinating thing to spend some time, maybe with the children or just the historian or the passing historians like myself among you who are just interested in it all. There's an interactive map there of Ireland's population before and after the famine and how it changed Ireland together. And the truth about Trevelyan, of course, of Trevelyan's corn fame, we'll know from the field of Athenry, among other things. So there's lots in there. Head along to that. And the documentary, incidentally, is on the player. Well worth having a look at some stage. The Pope Francis, the Midnight Mass, which has been happening at 9:30 in the Vatican for years now because they don't want to keep the popes waiting up to so late. They're bringing it back further again to 7:30 on Christmas Eve for those of you who want to watch the Il Papa delivering his service. That's going to happen because Italy has imposed a 10 p.m. nationwide curfew. They're still having problems over there. They have restaurant closures, other restrictions, trying to prevent crowds from forming following a surge of COVID infections and deaths this autumn. So that's a 7:30 start for our friend, the Pope. Now, elsewhere, that's a nice point about makeup monster Yovana Kyo. They had a terrible situation because their five-year-old son Oscar was very sick and died last year. And they wrote a tweet today which said, thinking of all the bereaved parents trying to honour their child and keep them at the heart of Christmas, we went to Smith's and bought presents for Oscar that we'll give to Temple Street. It offers some comfort to share what would be his happiness with other kids in hospital. You must be enormous people to do something that big at this time of year, and how trying that must be. But it's beautiful, and what you're doing. I hope you're well. I'm thinking of you this morning. Lots of people keeping the best side out, aren't they? And even in business, I see this lovely text from comes in to say, my husband Paddy runs a tourist shop on College Green beside Pen Corner, which I know well, and he's been closed since March, but reopened as a Christmas shop on December the 1st, and footfall is still dreadful on the street, and we're struggling, but very happy we made the temporary move to get back to work and reinvent. So if you happen to be passing by the shop, and you know the one on the corner there near the Central Bank, and Paddy Kern's, what was the tourist shop, is now essentially Christmas shop, and he's doing great things there. So good luck to them, and that's if you can support them, please do. There's an Instagram account there, at Paddy's Tourist Office, which is good stuff. I've been buying a lot of Irish craft beers over the pandemic. It's something I wouldn't have done before, but I'm delighted to say I'm back into that world now, which is good. I try different ones every so often, and D8 Beers is a concept beer collective. Good Lord. And they have announced the sole beneficiary from the sale of its winter ale will be the My Lovely Horse Rescue Charity, which is an animal rescue charity established by Cathy Davey and Neil Hannon in 2011. And brewed by the Third Barrel Brewing, a collaboration between Stone Barrel Brewing and the Third Brewing, Circle Brewing. There's a lot of names here. They are going to do all of that, and you can get the beers, d8beers.com. Nice thing to do from Garrett Murphy and Marcus Lynham, who said that the D8 beers are founded on the idea that good beer made by good people will bring good to others. And that's what the name of the game is it not? And also to the great younger people. The group of 50 year students at Salesian Secondary School, led by Roisin Moynihan, and they've had the masks. All the children around the schools wearing masks, face masks, and the girls were keen to draw classmates out from behind their masks, and so they've printed the words that we miss hearing or what we might struggle to say across the mouths of the masks, and they charge €3 for that. €1 goes to Pieta House. It's a nice thing to do. The principal is Katrina Morgan O'Brien, and I'm glad that she wrote to let us know. Everyone's trying their best to do nice things at a difficult time, including Albert Purcell there from Christmas Tractors of Nina. They're going to have a big parade of tractors. Very close friend of his and a local agricultural contractor, Brendan Kelly, sadly died in 2011 in a farming accident. So they do all of this big tractor parade, if you like. It featured on the news last year, but in anticipation of a larger crowd, they decided to start from Moneygall, go 17 kilometres to Nina. But they've had to cancel a live parade and video the event and screen it on Facebook and YouTube on Saturday. That's tomorrow. So you can head off to the Christmas Tractors of Nina on Facebook and YouTube. Again, an important thing to be talking about. And good luck with all of that. It's really nice to hear from you all. Dolly Parton will be on The Late Late Show tonight. And so will Philomena Begley. And so will Cleona Hagen. And so will Una Healy. And so will Nathan Carter. So will, I could keep going. But I see this lovely email in from Niamh to say, I have a story about Dolly Parton's visit to Dingle in County Kerry. My dad's first cousin, Walter O'Hagan, was a great friend of Dolly's, and he had persuaded her to visit West Kerry. And he phoned my dad and asked him to organise where she would go, and when she arrived in Dingle, my dad hadn't a clue who she was, really, until we informed him. He was calling her Dolly Parkinson. Well, Dolly Parkinson. Yeah, your mother's from the Appalachian Hills. But then, anyway, back to Dolly. His first call was to Paddy O'Shea, who took a a bit of persuading that my dad wasn't joking, to organise a night singing and music for her. And when she arrived, my dad spent the first few days showing her the sights. He was completely smitten, much to my mother's annoyance. Having fun with Dolly, are we? Well, on they go. She sang Amazing Grace in the little church, wow, in Ventry, in memory of Walter's mother, to an audience of two, my dad and Walter. My dad's name was Bernard Long. So I'm looking forward to your interview tonight. What a gorgeous story. And she just seems like an extraordinary person and a very kind person with it, which is nice for the night that's in it. So we'll see you at 9:35 for all that messing. Meanwhile, when I was a lad, there was a cinema and it wasn't the best cinema in the world, but I have nice memories of going to it. It was called the Forum Cinema. And I went to see this movie. I even remember the boy's party who it was, but I don't want to embarrass him in case he wouldn't like me to mention, but it was a great party. You know the old 3 to 5s? And I think McDonald's had just about opened, so you could get the Happy Meal. And we were very happy when you think of it. Do you remember they had the Ronald McDonald puppet that was essentially a plastic bag with him painted on it? How did we actually think we were winning? When you put your hand in it, essentially a lunch bag that was tarted up with a clown looking at you. We thought we were Jim Henson. I mean, we were that happy. God, if you handed that now, they'd have to rename the whole prospect an unhappy meal. The kid looking at it going, what do you want me to do with the bag? Use your imagination. Play with it. It's a puppet. Anyway, the film. How I ended up there. I wanted to go to Indiana Jones. There you go. This is why I miss the cinema. Imagine this with the big proper, not with you're sitting on your phone on the couch going, yeah, I think I'll just send this message. No! Oh, yes, 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 Indiana Jones 5! Does the world need it? You can't have enough Indiana Jones. 5 is on the way. It's going to conclude the Harrison Ford-led series. We're also slating it for July 2022. 2022. We have to wait a little while for it, but it's on the way. They've accumulated $2 billion at the box office, so why wouldn't they have another crack at it? Time Magazine, Person of the Year. Always interested to see who they pick. Because they can pick villains as well as heroes. And they were looking at the Black Lives Matter racial justice movement, but they said no. They looked at President Donald Trump and they said no. They looked at Dr. Anthony Fauci and they said no. And they looked at frontline healthcare workers as a collective, which they often do, and they said no, surprisingly. They felt that the most impactful person of the year, and it can often be two people or three people, but it is in this case Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have been chosen as the person of the year, as they call it, for changing the American story, for showing that the forces of empathy are greater than the forces of division, for sharing a vision of healing in a grieving world. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are Time's 2020 Person of the Year. That will be of interest to all of those who are interested in the world of politics. Like myself, now elsewhere, happy birthday, just while we're here. There's a bit of a scattershot approach to all of this, but there's lots to catch up on. It is Friday, and we just want to say hello to everybody. Pauline Lennon says, could you wish our baby brother, Thomas Lennon, the little baby, how old is he? He's 30 today. Ah, look at him. And he's in London, and he works as a gardener. Look at him, with the plants, and the herbaceous borders, and little 30-year-old baby face. Sadly, we can't celebrate this year with him, but we know that he'd love to hear this, and we wish him the very, very best from Mum Margaret Lennon in Whitecross, County Armagh, and the rest of the family in Glasgow and London. So you're getting a roll around in the islands, aren't you there? Good work all around. Good morning. This is another text. Thank God you said that it's balmy. It's balmy. I thought I was losing my mind. I'm a bit all over the place in a very good way. I've just discovered the most incredible news. Yes, I'm expecting a little baby. A baby? Nobody knows yet, so I won't sign off other than to say Merry Christmas and looking forward to a very positive and happy 2021. Best regards, the happiest woman in Ireland.
A baby.
A Christmas miracle. Beautiful. 51551 is the text number. Little Iron, it's Santa Sack for those of you who are might be getting in touch with us every so often, because we've got a lovely present to give to celebrate Arnott's Christmas experience. Arnott Santa Sack would like to give, who should we give this to? To our friend? To the baby text. Do you want to give you a Nunaya multi-award winning nourishing radiant serum? Well, how about that? 95% certified organic, and three of their beautiful hand sanitizers, all worth nearly €100. What a nice thing to do from Arnott's. So, well, that's for the baby lady. Their beauty hub is on the ground level in Arnott's. Can you hear her, Clarence? Angels everywhere. What do you want, Mary? Want the moon? Well, now you have them. Ah, yeah, it's a wonderful life indeed. A happy Christmas. What a lovely story. Holly Borner was on to say, I'm yet to meet any man in my life who wouldn't be anything other than totally perplexed if I bought him a Christmas present from a gifts for him list. Cufflinks? Huh? Cashmere? Huh? Engraved silver whiskey flask? Who are these men? She asks. Every man I know likes to watch Bob's Burgers episodes they've already seen 12 times whilst wearing a stained pair of joggers. Where are the gifts for these? Forgotten man. Well, if you want to watch Bob's Burgers with a guy with stained trousers, maybe you should consider your Christmas list and maybe head straight to the local sport shop and buy him a clean pair of unstained trousers. Okay? Lovely. 51551. When the fog was about last week, yes, I was out walking, yes, and there were four teenagers walking in front of me, and you would think they were all smoking as their breath was clearly seen, which shows the dangers of not staying at a distance. Yes, indeed, there was quite a bit of fog on the Times Online last week, which tallied with, I think, that episode of The Crown. Remember when they had the thickest fog of all time? And it was very worrying for them all. But that's for another day. I think we'll take some music now, because I'm feeling this song this morning with Al Green, Annie Lennox, from the movie Scrooged, if I'm not mistaken, Bill Murray. And this will start us off nicely at 9:23 this Friday morning. Great to have you with us. 'Tis the season. There's a lovely big piece in the Irish Examiner today featuring Mary McSweeney, who's the CUH nurse, one of Adam King's, young Adam with the heart, the brittle bones and the dreams. And Martha Brennan talks to her about, and Adam's parents, about their long friendship. Beautiful. He loves the porter and his nurse. And they even have a cutout and keep copy of A Hug For You from Adam in the Irish Examiner today, actual size, which is really nice. We have a lovely announcement from On Post about that, incidentally, which we'll talk to you about later on this evening. Please give it a shout out. Yeah, okay, well, why not? It's Friday and we're feeling it. To Sarah Tracy and Philip Kennedy, who are getting married in the parish church in New Ross, County Wexford today. How gorgeous. Lots of good wishes from the family and friends and the pupils in St. Leonard's National School and Piltown National School. That's great news. Have fun, Sarah and Philip, for the rest of your lives. Could you wish my wife a happy 10th anniversary today? We got married in Trinity on this day in 2010, which many people remember as being snowy. Luckily, her family managed to travel from Taiwan and the US and the UK, as mine did from Sligo. We occasionally see you around picking up your messages. I love picking up my messages. And it would be great to get a shout out on the radio as we tune in every morning. More than happy to do that. Happy anniversary to you both. And I'll see you around on the messages circuit. And Miriam said there is lovely footage of Dolly Parton singing in Paddy O'Shea's pub, filmed by my dad, she says. Worth watching. She had to be persuaded. That's quite loaded, isn't it? That last, she had to be persuaded, because, you know, in Ireland, after a few drinks, it's normally the opposite of that. People want to get up and sing. Sometimes maybe the less extroverted ones go, I'd just rather sit back and enjoy the proceedings. But she had to be persuaded, and she did, and she was brilliant. I would really love if you could give a shout out to a lady called Anne Douglas. This is an email who works at Eurolink Motorway Maintenance Limited, Newcastle, Enfield, for the following reason. I attended a medical appointment in Dublin on Monday, and I was travelling home, heading west. I went through the M4 toll, and I couldn't reach the pay machine. I opened my car door to pay, and when I got home, I realised my wallet wasn't in the car, and I knew the only place it could be was at the toll booth. I phoned the company on Tuesday morning. A lady called Anne said she'd check in record time. Anne phoned back to say the wallet was found, cards, cash, all intact. I suppose it going to be travelling through there again. Anne then offered to bring the wallet to Enfield Post Office and sent it to me by registered post. She emailed me with the registered receipt, and my wallet arrived this morning. Anne's kindness and her willingness to do whatever was necessary was so appreciated by me. If you could give her a shout out, I'd happily appreciate it. And thank you and happy Christmas to you and your colleagues. Name with team, because obviously that's what she wants to say. But that's a lovely thing to do. So well done to Anne for just being nice. I'm on my way, says another Anne, to spend Christmas morning, to spend this morning with my 91-year-old mother, who fell twice recently. Best Christmas gift to us was to hear she has no broken bones. Wonderful. Happy Christmas to Nancy. You are our hero, from Anne. What a lovely thing to say. Back in a minute. I find it the sweetest song, Our House, by Crosby, Stills and Nash. And still, the love for Monica inspired, says Jerry, by your chat with Monica. I taught her mindfulness in Kilmallock. And she used to bring me eggs, and her connection with her son Patrick is stunning. I learned more mindfulness from her than I could ever teach her. And another says, I'm trying not to cry here in the office. I have a 12-year-old son with special needs, and I couldn't imagine having to go through the things Monica did. An amazing woman. From Susan at Dublin Airport. I were thinking of you, Susan, because we got a lovely email from Jerry Dolan in Ratoath and Meath. Coincidence had it that on the day you had your radio show from Dublin Airport for the last 2 years, I'd be there to greet some of my children and grandchildren coming home from the USA. As I was dressed as Santa wearing sunglasses, I was visually paired. I was picked to answer questions. You call me Evil Santa. Yeah, that's charming, isn't it? Sorry about that. Sorry, Jerry. And now this year, I'll be Zooming and FaceTiming, and hopefully next Christmas we'll see you at the airport. That's for sure. And Jerry has 8 grandchildren: Calvin, Lachlan, Keelan, Rowan, Billy in Ireland, and Aisling and Dervla and Fionn in the USA. Happy Christmas to you all, and thank you for that. Meanwhile, after having to cancel their wedding twice, the pain of that. Aisling, I just should say, Kate and Lorcan are getting married tomorrow in Portistown in Clansilla. Could you please wish them good luck from Fergie and Margaret? Of course. Big day. Third time's a charm, Kate and Lorcan. Good luck. Back in a mo. Gemma Kelly is a teacher in the St. Joseph National School in Dunard in Clonroach in County Wexford. The principal there is Sinead Parnell, but Gemma was on to say that the kids there are just being magnificent, and they're raising funds for Vincent de Paul, for Crumlin Children's Hospital, and just the children of Ireland to me have just been so wonderful this year, and so resilient and so kind-hearted that I would just love to give them all a virtual hug at this time of the year and say, good on you, you're just amazing, and well done to the teachers and everything. It's just great news. A lot of people, just so much love for Monica on the text this morning, and I am very happy to tell you that Muckross Park Hotel, the kind people there, got in touch with us to say that they're going to give Monica not one night in the hotel but a week. And to me, that is a lovely thing to do, because every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings, and I think Monica might get her wings this Christmas. So off she goes for a week, not a night. And if anyone ever deserved it, it's her. Listen, thanks team, as always, for putting up with me this week for yet again. I'll talk to you next Tuesday morning, actually. Oliver will be with you on Monday. But I'll see you tonight on The Late Late Show for our Dolly Parton Country Special. It's going to be out of this world. So get your jive shoes on and get busy. Stay tuned to Clare Byrne. We'll see you next time.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.